Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Now, I guess it's official. The actors are going back to work, aren't they?
The strike is over, finally, after 118 days. The Actors Union, Screen Actors Guild, and American Federation of Television and Radio Artists came to an agreement yesterday. They approved the deal in a unanimous vote. It will include an historic pay increase. It will include streaming bonuses. It will include the first ever protections centered around artificial intelligence. The specific details of this settlement probably won't be released for a couple of days. It'll be reviewed by both sides again. It will go in front of the membership of SAG-AFTRA for a vote. Everything is expected to sail right through, and then they'll release exactly, you know, the dollar amounts and specific protections. But the main sticking point over the past couple of weeks of increased negotiations was this AI stipulation. In other words, you know, if somebody took Bob's likeness, you know, Bob has appeared as a reporter number two in several motion pictures. Somebody took your likeness and then digitally recreated it and put it in something else. Now you would be compensated for it. Before, they could just digitally do whatever they wanted to do.
I'll get another 38-cent check.
Well, you know, it adds up after. Pretty soon you got a couple, two, $3.
That's true.
You know, over the course of a career. That means something. So all that is good that all of that happened. Not surprisingly, there's been tons of reaction. Fran Drescher, the nanny, who also happens to be a fierce advocate for the union, the president of SAG-AFTRA, said, we did it, the billion-dollar-plus deal, three times the last contract, new ground broken everywhere. Thank you, SAG-AFTRA members, for hanging in and holding out for this historic deal. Actors responding, like Octavia Spencer, who posted a message, ready to work now that the strike is over, proud to stand in solidarity with all SAG members over the last 118 days. Daniel Day Kim wrote, "Woohoo! Let's hope the deal is fair and that we can get back to work." So when that will happen, probably will be sooner than later. All the performers want to get back to work. They just need to get the cameras rolling again and sceneries working again, and all the productions that are done here in Chicago probably will get up and running within the next week or so. So I couldn't be happier for the union members who have been out on strike. But as I've said from the beginning of this whole thing, my heart was breaking for the people who are affected by this, who are not actors, not in the union, caterers, carpenters, painters, all the people who also work on all of these shows, who were also shut down during this whole time. So good news that everybody's going to be getting back to work soon.
Abby, will you comment here for WGN?
Cha-ching!
Yeah, that was my big role in, what was that movie, The Conspiracy 7 or something?
Yeah. Cha-ching! Another 35 cents for Bob just then.
Well, we now know when the next Republican debate will be, and it's going to be on our company's news channel, News Nation. Yeah. Hot off the presses, this is pretty cool, isn't it?
This is a pretty big deal. You know, normally these are seen on ABC or CNN or, you know, Fox or whatever. But
News Nation, one of the big boys now.
News Nation steps up and will host the next and final Republican primary debate. It'll be December the 6th at University of Alabama. Megyn Kelly will be one of the moderators, along with News Nation's Elizabeth Vargas and the Washington Free Beacon's Ileana Johnson. This will also be simulcast, by the way, on the for the Eastern and Central time zones on the CW network. And it'll also be on NewsNationNow.com. They'll be streaming it, so you'll be plenty of ways to see it. But it's all going to be on mm-hmm. News Nation. I would love, you know, it's coincidentally going to be right around the time that Victory Auto Records is closing. I don't think it would be bad for, you know, me to do my tribute to Victory Auto Records on a national basis.
That old car is worth money.
Yes, Governor, what do you, now that Victory Auto Records is closed, who do you feel we should now go to when we want to get more money for our car?
You will not be part of this. December 6th, News Nation, the Republican debate. And that will be a good one. And you know what? Yeah, Donald Trump's invited. Will he attend? We'll find out. A lot of good music last night on the Country Music Awards, Dean.
Yeah, there really was. It's one of my favorite shows. These music award shows very wisely lean on musical performances more than lots of chat and mm-hmm. you know, jokes and, you know, things like that. And there were tons of great performances. But bottom line, the big award of the night went to a breakout country star who became the first female artist since Taylor Swift won Entertainer of the Year 12 years ago.
The 2023 CMA Entertainer of the Year.
That's Keith Urban.
Is Lainey Wilson.
This is all I've ever wanted to do. It's the only thing I know how to do. I've been in this town for 12 and a half years, and it finally feels like country music is starting to love me back. For all you little girls watching and for the ones that are here tonight, too, it's something that I'm doing. I'm getting up every single day, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and saying, I am beautiful, I'm smart, I'm talented, I'm godly, I'm fearless. If somebody tells me I can't do it, hold my beer, watch this.
Quite a night for Lainey. She also won awards for Album of the Year, for Female Vocalist of the Year, Music Video of the Year, Music Event of the Year. Some of the other big winners last night also include Chris Stapleton was the Male Vocalist of the Year.
By the way, I like Lainey Wilson. I love her music, and even though she beat out Kelsey Ballerini last night, I still like Lainey Wilson.
You do love the Kelsey Ballerini. Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brothers Osborne won Vocal Duo of the Year. Old Dominion won Vocal Group of the Year. And as far as the performances last night, the one that I was hoping was going to be on the show was not. Amazingly, they did not do a performance of the Luke Combs song, Fast Car, the old Tracy Chapman song from 1988. But the song did win a couple of awards for Luke Combs, for Single of the Year, and for Tracy Chapman for Songwriter of the Year. Listen to what they said.
I want to thank Tracy Chapman for writing one of the best songs of all time. Never intended for that. I just recorded it because I love this song so much. It's meant so much to me throughout my entire life. It's the first favorite song that I ever had from the time I was 4 years old.
Tracy is unable to be here tonight, but she sent this message. I'm sorry I couldn't join you all tonight. It's truly an honor for my song to be newly recognized after 35 years of its debut. Wow.
I remember when we were driving in your car. The streets are fast, I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before. City lights feeling nice wrapped around my shoulder.
Yeah, his version is great. It really is.
It is so good. And the story behind why he decided to record it, he said that it was his first favorite song when he was 4 years old. He just fell in love with that song, always has been in love with that song, and you know, couldn't wait to record it. He did a great job.
Yeah, the live version, and that's the hit. That's the one they released, was his concert version, and yeah. It was a very good idea, too, to do it that way.
Yeah, that's the one that we just heard, because, again, amazingly, I don't know how they... I mean, apparently Tracy Chapman had another... commitment and couldn't be there. But how great would it have been for Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman to sing that song together?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was specifically hoping was going to happen last night.
Yeah.
And once again, Dean disappointed by my expectations. And I'll tell you a moment that I did love, though. There were lots of great performances, but I loved when Little Big Town was joined by the legendary Tanya Tucker on stage for a song last night. It's a song that we all remember from the past.
Remember, she was just a teenager when they brought her around the radio stations in Chicago, and I had a chance to meet her back then. But
She was 15 years old.
15 when she started.
She did that song. It was her first hit song. And I guess Helen Reddy did it after her, I think, right?
Yep.
Remember the Helen Reddy version, which was also a big pop hit. But Tanya Tucker and... performing last night, she looked great. She sounded amazing. Just a couple of weeks ago, she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So Tanya Tucker having a good month right now.
I like Luke Bryan. He was co-hosting with Peyton Manning last night, and their opening line was pretty funny. Manning said, "We're back," and you know what that means? Yep. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were not available.
Exactly.
He's in Argentina, right? Or he's going there.
Well, he's going. I don't know if they announced it, but it's been revealed that just the way Taylor Swift has been supporting Travis Kelce, going to all of his games, he is going to support her by attending the kickoff of her South American tour, which will, I guess the Chiefs don't play this weekend. So he's taking time off, going to go to Argentina, and we'll be up in the press box, I'm sure, the way Taylor always is.
Absolutely.
When he's on the field performing. So those two crazy kids, you got to love that.
I did stick my head into the Taylor Swift movie recently because we went to see Priscilla, and on the way out, we passed the theater showing the Taylor Swift movie.
Yeah.
And so I ducked in there for a few minutes. Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was fun in there, like kids up by the screen dancing.
Oh, I went to another screening of it. A friend of mine bought out a whole theater for her niece and all her niece's friends and schoolmates, and it was like a big deal. And all these kids were there, and it was so cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It really is.
Watching these kids imitating Taylor Swift, imitating all the moves, the songs. It was so cute. Just the whole thing was so cute. How did you like Priscilla, by the way?
I was a little disappointed that they took all of the worst stuff about Elvis from the book and nothing else. Mm. And then I needed an ending. Mm. And I kind of liked it, though, but I wanted more.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. I liked that the story was told from Priscilla's perspective, because it's normally told from the Elvis perspective.
Right, we hadn't gotten that before.
Right.
That's true. Well, Dean, we've had too much fun today, and the news is coming on, so we must say goodbye until tomorrow.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki.
And
it's going to be my new sign-off on this segment, by the way.
Well, you just did it.
Yeah.